Blog Talk Radio.
Show always loved the dropout of those songs without having any degrading value whatsoever. Welcome to the AZ UFO Show. I'm your host, Rich Giordano. We are back live on spacedoutradio.com, BTR, and thereabouts. Not that you would know it or would even miss me, it seemed. But the last 2 weeks has been something of an oddly strange experience, which is life and death at its best. But I will not go into details, as for it has been a personal journey and experience that most everyone goes through. What happened? Where were we? What's going on? It's all part of the mystery. And you know what? No one really gives a crap. No one cares. I mean, maybe Eric, who's here, he would care. I know that. Dave would care. He's not here, though. He would care. Well, he's doing his own show. Yeah. Dave's got his own show now. Comes on sometime today. I don't remember. But I tell you, you never know what life's going to throw at you. I could say some things that would make some people so upset, but I choose to keep my mouth closed. Yes, that's right, Eric. Me, keeping my mouth closed? Why? Because there's no malicious intent. It's just stupid people. We know about them. They're all over in this community. We know that. I mean, if they're all over in this community, check it. They're all over every community. Nothing makes me happier than to do my show the way it was meant to be. I'm not going to get into it. But, where were we the last hour? You're asking. Don't ask me. Ask Blog Talk Radio. I scheduled the show today, probably about 10 hours ago. Did it. It was saved. Blog Talk Radio had a show saved for the AZ UFO show. I went, sign up, sign in, whatever the hell you want to call it. And as soon as I got to the thing at 6:45, because show starts 7, is now just after 8, which means we lost a good hour and several minutes, 4 minutes and 6 seconds at this point. There was no show. And I know I did it because I posted it on my Facebook page. Maybe I didn't do it, guys, because I sent the link over to Spaced Out Radio. They didn't post it. Maybe I don't exist. I know I haven't been around for 2 weeks and I don't generally talk to anyone. But, yeah, I know you're here. That's what I said. I said, at least you're here. You understand. Can always count on Eric Morse. Can always count on you. Always. Well, anyway. I digest. I digress. I know, I said it wrong. I did it on purpose. So, as with our celebratory drink, I will take one now, and then we will start this crazy show where the Phoenix Lights actually did return. You're going to flip out if you haven't seen the video yet. It's amazing. Hold on. I'm going to take a drink because I need to. Oh, man, my eyes water. That was so good. Tonight, I am drinking Kickstart from Mountain Dew, Energizing Black Cherry. It is supposed to, and it does, give me some energy, but I shouldn't be drinking it. I'm glad the show was late, too, for you, buddy. Some people are glad the show was late because they were running late, too. Some people, all of my one. No, we've got a great, great cast of characters in the chat room. And I am happy to get this show going. The Phoenix Lights, a lot of people know about it. Of course, it was one of the most talked about, if not witnessed events in UFO history. I've talked about it on the show, being that I'm from the Phoenix area. I've talked about it numerous times in many different ways and the people involved and all that crap. Well, March 13th, 1997, the witnesses were witness to a very huge craft that silently floated, as people called it, over their homes at 8:15 to 8:30. There was the silent craft that flew over people. And in March, you can sit outside. It's perfect weather. It's 75 degrees. It doesn't get any better. And this object floated over, and at least 10,000 people saw the darn thing. And then at 10 o'clock, the famous video that you all think is the Phoenix Lights, which may be the Phoenix, may be an actual craft now that I've seen the new video. We're calling those lights flares. Now, it's hard to tell, but after watching the new video from June 20th, I believe, there's no doubt in my mind those lights were not flares. And they could have been, and they still might have been flares. But Jiminy Christmas, when you see this, and if you haven't seen it, I'll pull it up here and get it for you, for those in the chat room. Let's see here. The Phoenix Lights. I'll put the link in the chat room just so you have it, because if you haven't seen the videos, yes, there's two videos that are amazing. Now, say what you want, but I have no explanation for this event that happened. Happened 5 months, oh, 5 months ago. Yeah, the videos were February 3rd, 2015, around the same time it happened in March of 1997. Here's the video. Let me grab it, and then I'll get the link and copy and paste it for you. It is literally amazing. I'm putting it in here for you, Eric, and all the others. Amazing. Watch that. There's a couple other videos. This one's really good if you haven't had a chance. And what we see is a row of lights in a half circle shape. And these people, these kids, it sounds like, in their car, are actually trying to follow it. And this is in Goodyear, Arizona, which is south of the valley. It's not that far, but Goodyear is definitely close enough to where you can call it the Phoenix Lights. It's like a suburb, but it's really a city. It's a small city outside of Phoenix. But the lights are strand together, just like they were in 1997. A matter of fact, I'll watch the video with y'all because it is clearly amazing. Just amazing. The Phoenix lights, the lights were, I'm sorry, I was just watching the video. I still get amazed by it. The lights were witnessed just south of Arizona. I'm watching this video. There's a little map they show where Goodyear is and Avondale, which are just southwest of Phoenix. But the video is amazing. I wish I could play it for you and you could hear it. But it's they're running in the same area they were in 1997. Pretty amazing. And then you listen to other people talk about it. It was also sent over to the National UFO Reporting Center on February 5th. February 3rd, pardon me. I mean, there were several people who reported it. Several peeper, several peepers. Now, in this video, you can see these kids driving down the road, and just in front of them to the right, the lights don't look to be that high off the road either. They look about 1,000 feet up. And people, when, I mean, it looks identical to the Phoenix lights of 97. The strange thing that which makes it eerie is that it's so low to the ground. And you can tell this isn't flares or Chinese lanterns. If it were, I'd be talking about how crappy this video is. But there's two good videos that show it from two different angles, and it is definitely there. These lights are in the sky. They're orange in nature, orange yellow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Looks like there's about nine lights on it in a almost a full V shape. It looks like there's three or four lights on one side and five or six on another. So it's one arm of this craft would be shorter than the other, which is exactly like the Phoenix lights in 97. Is this the same craft, and why is it coming back or being flown over this many years later? What is it, 18 years? 18 years later. There's no round number. It's not like it was exactly 2 years later, but it is 18 years later, 1 month and 7 days off, March or 10 days off of the original sighting. But it's just like the original Phoenix lights. When the Phoenix lights, the video we saw in 97, when the lights dimmed off one by one, there was one light all the way to the left that remained visible for quite some time, and then that was the last one to go out. I think it is possible that this one light to the side, because it just happened on this video, when the object disappears behind the mountains, you still see one light remaining behind. It is very possible that this could be some sort of, oh, maybe it's a hologram? Maybe it's a projection of the lights. Maybe it is, but we don't see any lights, projecting out like you would with the hologram. There's no stream of lights, no posts of lights, no beam of lights that would show it to be that type of video. It's definitely an object in the sky. And this object to the left that is staying visible for quite some time after the lights, the bundle of lights have disappeared, could be a part of it somehow. Maybe it's like the mothership, or maybe it controls the other nine lights. I don't know. It's pretty freaking amazing stuff. Now, here's the kicker. Nobody reported it to the news. It didn't make it on the news. Why? Why? It sure as hell was a big craft. I think because this one didn't fly or was seen directly over the Phoenix area. It was so far southwest out of the main area that not a lot of people saw it. There would still be thousands of people in that area that, I mean, when this guy's driving down the road and his girlfriend's videotaping it, as I think that's what's happening, you can see all the cars nearby. I mean, people have got to have seen it, but nobody's reporting it. And that brings up a real scary, scary thing that we are so accustomed to seeing lights in the sky now that we're not even reporting a 1 mile wide craft. I mean, this craft was huge. There's two videos. They were shot at the same time. I don't get it. Why aren't people talking about it? I haven't seen any news about it. Nothing. Nothing. That, it really chaps my eye. I mean, here we are having much better video evidence than we did in 1997. Well, you know, the internet was kind of new back in 97, only been out for a couple of years. We didn't have the wherewithal to get on a, well, there was no Twitter, there was no YouTube, there was no Facebook or MySpace. There was really hardly anything of the nature to where we could have the news spread immediately. So here we are, 18 years later, and nothing is being said about it on the news. I mean, Eric puts up a good point. I mean, maybe they don't want to be called nutballs, but we're talking 18 years later, almost 20 years later, and now we have corroborating evidence, two pieces of videos that definitely show this thing in the sky. Now, what sucked about the videos were they were shaky, one of them was, but they never stopped moving their car to give us true motion. If they would have stopped driving, I understand they were trying to catch up to it in this one video, but we couldn't see true speed of this thing. Couldn't tell anything from it other than what we saw on this shaky video, which at some points was clear enough you could definitely see. This was one object. Well, was it one object? It acted like it was one object. You know? I got this buddy who calls me every freaking Sunday during the show and won't be a buddy much longer if he keeps doing that shit. I just can't stand. He knows I'm around, he knows I'm available. So calls me at 8:15, 8:20 on a Sunday night. Who does that? Who calls people on a Sunday night? I mean, just, and he knows I have a show. Unbelievable, unbelievable. This is why I don't have a lot of friends. Anyway, I don't want to get off topic. Not that there really isn't much to talk about much further with these Phoenix lights because there was no mention of it. True, Eric made another good point. Most people are considering everything they see on the internet as fake. I understand and I get that. But here we are with real video evidence, two of them, two videos taken at two different vantage points of a row of lights. And it didn't even make it to the news even 2 days later. Once people figured out it wasn't a fake, it didn't even make the news. Maybe I'll get these people on the show and have them talk about it. I got to find out exactly where to. I guess I'll have to go on YouTube and leave a message for the actual people. Hopefully they'll respond. Try to get them next week. It would be interesting to get them on the show because this video is unbelievable. And I've showed it to people And everybody says the same thing. They go, wow, that is amazing. And then they say the same thing. Are you sure that's not a Chinese lantern or Chinese lanterns? And I'm like, well, if it was Chinese lanterns, they would have known. They wouldn't be staying in the same shape they are in. Chinese lanterns, although they can, if you get three of them, they will form a triangle, my friends. It's not like you get three of them and they're going to form an X or a square or anything but a triangle. So I understand that a triangle shape wouldn't be out of the norm for, but we have nine objects here, maybe 10, that are keeping their shape and moving to the southwest and disappearing over the Estrella Mountains. Is it a military experiment again? What I think it is, and why so many years later it's coming back is beyond me. It probably is ours. And if it is ours, why would you fly it over a populated area? Are you so, if it is ours, are you so positive that it's not going to stall out and crash to the ground? And is this one object? Or is this nine independent objects forming a line, a row, a V shape, a roundness? And that would even be more amazing because that would mean there would have to be nine independent entities in the craft. We didn't have Governor Fife Symington and his ugly, disgusting, frickin' face on the TV telling us that we're all seeing things and taking things too seriously. We don't have any doctors coming out of the woodwork wanting to make a few dollars and get a little fame with a video of the Phoenix Lights without knowing exactly what the lights are and saying they were real. We don't have people crawling out of the woodwork saying that I had a religious experience and like Dr. Stephen Greer says, the Phoenix Lights actually spoke to him, and he told the Phoenix Lights to actually go to Phoenix when they were just lights. No, I want you to go to this place here in Arizona. We call it Phoenix. Please just go there. Yeah, he had a conversation with the lights. That's right, you heard me. And he was told, this is the story. And he had the feeling of them talking to him and he controlling the lights. This is a doctor. Gay one at that. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. Maybe it was a test, Eric, as Eric states so smartly again. Maybe it was a test to see if people would report it. Well, fly it over a bigger area next time, you know? Maybe, here's a thought. Instead of flying it over a huge metropolitan area with the risk that it could crash and kill a million people, maybe they send it over a smaller area in case it did crash and it wouldn't kill so many people. I don't know, just a thought. But if it was a test to see what people do and how they would react differently all these years later, well, the test failed miserably, miserably. Because not one piece of evidence made it on the news. Nothing made it on the news. And there's only a couple of thousand views of this video on the internet. A couple of thousand? I'm going to look for more video evidence. Let's see. The other video has 25. Okay, this video is different one, I think. Let me send this to you, Eric. Watch this video if you haven't already. Here, I'm putting it in the chat room. Here's a separate video. This is what I saw first. I believe this is the one. Anyway, check that out. Is this it? Yeah, they show the original video first. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, they show the original Mars shirts, and then you go 4 minutes into the video, and if you want to jump ahead, and then it shows the other two videos. Oh, the guy says that I'm looking at from Richard's video, and this comes from YouTube Green Gray. Here's the name of the person on YouTube who actually has the video up there, Green Gray. They're moving, so the lights are paralleling them. But then, if you get to the 6 minute mark, you will see the Phoenix lights just hovering. And it's so beautiful. It is amazing, Eric. Amazing that video. Go to 6 minutes. Go to the 6 minute mark, and you'll see how big and bright that was. Now, here's something that's very strange happening over Phoenix every night in the general area. We're in the general area where the lights were seen. We have this beacon, I'm going to call it, flashing every single night, all the way through 5, 6 in the morning. This very, very bright light flashes. And it's got a pattern to it. It's the same pattern, bop, bop, bop. You know, it flashes. Two flashes and then one, like one, two, one. But it is so bright, this beacon of light, that you can see it everywhere. It is ridiculously bright. It's so bright, it distracts me when I drive. And they have it in an area where I think we have, well, there's no flight plans that go in this area. So I don't think they put this light up over the mountains to warn other craft from running into the mountains. Usually they put red tower lights up there, but like lights with little red lights on top of them. They put these towers on top of mountains to warn the aircraft that these mountains are there, but they know they're there. Their GPS tells them all that, but the planes, there's never been one crash into these mountains in all the years since I've been, actually ever. So there's no reason for this light to be flashing over the Phoenix area, and it just started in March. Why is this light? I'll have to get a video of it and post it on my channel because it makes no sense. Is this light? And it's hovering in the sky. There's no tower. I've driven right by it. It's just there. And I don't understand how it's just there. It's not on a balloon. It's not on a tether. It's in the sky. Just don't get it. Does anybody else know of this light if you're in Arizona? This huge flashing bright white bright light. So I'll have to get video on it. We'll talk about it next week. I'll definitely get it. Very strange. So that's the Phoenix lights. And there they are. They were back. And if you can see the video, I'll post them on my Facebook page for everybody to see. Although when I first saw it a few weeks ago, I was taken aback by it and was going to do a show on it. And then something happened, which I had to cancel the show for a couple, 3 weeks. Man alive. A lot of people are saying, and I was just around a person who says that they're psychic, right? And this person says they hear voices constantly and all this. And I just sat back and listened to her talk about her supposed abilities. And I was just like a fly on the wall, you know? She had no idea. Nobody knows what I do. But she has no idea that I'm sitting there listening. And I'm going to describe the person to you, okay? All right. So here's the person. And this is why we get such a bad rap as being legitimate people. Okay? I don't know where to start. That's how messed up this is going to sound. But this is a real person. This is not made up. I'm not exaggerating when I describe to you everything about this person. Okay. Here we go. This person who claims to be psychic, hears voices all the time, looks like this. Okay. She's missing several teeth, which is a sign of drug use, or maybe just hereditary, but in this case, I think I'm right. She has her hair multiple colors, and it is like somebody. It's like she washed her hair and didn't dry it. It just looks like it's like one of those pencils that has the little hairy animal on the top with the long hair, and you put the pencil in your palms and you rub it back and forth, and it makes the hair go in all directions. That's what she looks like. And each finger, except for her thumbs, has band-aids around the knuckle near the nail. So imagine. Every no, I'm sorry, take that back. Actually, every finger is covered. And that's on one hand. On another hand, she's missing several fingers. She says she lost the feeling and constantly burns her fingers. Every time she goes to pick up something, she forgets that she can't feel it, burns herself. I'm like, okay, I'm thinking, listening to this story. And you keep burning yourself. And you keep burning yourself. Okay. She wears around her neck a phallic symbol of a penis-shaped bone that is supposedly 500 years old, but it's a bone and it's in the shape of a penis. And she says it's real. And I looked at it one time when she was passing by. It's fake. Anyway. She's very skinny. She has her left foot has been in a cast since February, March, April, May, June, July. It's now 5 months later. And every now and then the cast becomes, the cast is off. And she wears bandages that are extremely thick, and you can see blood coming through the bandages at her heel. She got in a car accident, which is why she's wearing this cast thing on her foot, where she got in the accident and her foot actually got crushed by the pedals of the car, you know, where you the gas and the brake are. But here we are 5 months later, and that cast is on, it's off, it's on, it's off, it's bloody, it's clean, it's dry, it's dirty, it's bloody. Sign of a person who has a drug addiction problem, missing teeth, hears voices. And that's not it. That's not that. We don't end there. Because of her foot, she won't use crutches. So they gave her one of those knee scooters where she puts her knee on a pad that's attached to a four-wheel scooter type of deal. So she pushes with off one leg, and the other knee is on this pad, which is attached to this cycle type of thing. So she can zip around. Now, when I first met her, no, I didn't meet her, when I first saw her in February, I'm sorry, April, that scooter thing was kind of dirty. Like she never washed it, and it hasn't been washed since. It is filthy, disgusting, dirty. And in the front of it, where there would be a basket for ET, there's a basket for her trash. And every day, she takes the trash out and sets it up on her desk and then decides on what she wants to keep for spare change. Anyway, I'm going on and on. It is the most disgusting display. And I don't feel bad for her. I can't. She claims to be psychic. She claims to have done so many different things that it's like she's David Blaine walking on water, which, by the way, if you've seen that video, it's such bullshit. Anyway, so she is the reason, a main reason, why psychics get such a bad rap, because when they talk aloud in front of other people, how can any credibility be taken? If, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, she's claiming she's psychic. Now, the reason I was bringing that up, because every year somebody makes great claims that there's a major event going to happen. Disclosure is going to happen. The end of the world is going to happen. Satan's going to show up. Jesus is returning. The poles are going to shift. The volcanoes are going to erupt, and so on and so forth. Nibiru is around the corner, which is the most ridiculous thing. Erica, I'm getting all your messages, and I'm just laughing. He agrees. He agrees. And every year, these claims are made, and nothing ever happens. Now, I don't know how much time you people have, but I work 60 hours a week right now. The only time I have any free time is the 2 hours in between my jobs. And every time I go walking with my dog, I have 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. So throughout the day, I don't have a lot of time. But the time that I do have, I listen to old Art Bell shows. If I haven't listened to them twice already, there were so many predictions made. He had these prediction shows back in 1995, 96, 97, and people making predictions about the year 2000. And then people making predictions about 20 years ahead and 30 years ahead and so on. Everybody's wrong. People who claim to be real, even guests on his show, psychics, made predictions that weren't even close. Not even close. And to this day, people are still trying to say, people are trying to get a leg up on everybody else by making a wacky guess that something is going to happen. And nothing ever does. I talk about it all the time. People say, oh, disclosure has already happened. The proof's everywhere. No. Disclosure for alien visitation, it's not proved yet. I mean, there's a lot of evidence. But even the evidence isn't good enough evidence. We still don't have a piece of a craft that you can prove to the public is an alien piece of a craft. So that is still missing. An alien is still missing. The funny thing is, guys, you know that video, remember the autopsy video that was a fake? That was put out in the late 90s on Fox. There are people still coming out saying that's real. After the guy said, yeah, it was fake, people are still saying it's real. This is so bad for everything we do in ufology and in the paranormal genre. But this is the problem we're going to have forever. This whole community is screwed. We're all screwed with people out there like that. No one's telling the truth because no one knows the truth. The truth is, people, we just don't know. That's it. That's the truth. We don't know anything. Stop making predictions. They're not coming true. Stop saying you're talking to aliens because you're not. I recently in my life, we've had certain events which caused family members to come out to my parents' home. And a portion of my family is really religious and said he speaks in tongues, doesn't know what he's saying, but only has several words, maybe five or six words that he speaks and doesn't know what they mean, but says that the interpretation is for somebody within earshot. So when he speaks tongues and the people are nearby that hears it, and I think he's a minister at his church, I'm not sure. But whatever it is, I said nothing, of course, but I couldn't just sit back and think to myself, oh yeah, that's real. He says he's talking to Jesus. This is someone in my family, on my mother's side, whom I've loved and do love very, very much. And when he was telling his story, I couldn't sit there and deny it either. I couldn't say, well, it's bull crap, it's all in your head, because I wanted to say it. But then the more he spoke and I listened, he really believes he's getting this in his mind, but doesn't know what it means. He really feels he's speaking in this tongue, as he calls it. It's a word from God. So God has all this time to just pick out one of my family members to say five words in tongues. So I asked him about that. I said, so God has all this time for you, or Jesus, or whoever it is. There's so many people, 7 billion other people who need help. Well, he said, Rich, one day in God's time is 1,000 years of earth time. And I go, there's the loophole. There you go. So all this time. So if he spends 5 seconds talking to you, that's actually like how many years? 14 years in years time? It doesn't make sense. I don't know what to say because these people could be hearing voices. But what about the predictions that are made, guys? They're not coming true. I've tried to be the psychic. It was all a guessing game. It was all going by how people sound when you talk to them, the questions they ask, how old they were. I made an instant diagnosis of a person's problems and what I thought they would need. And you got a 50-50 chance. You don't. Actually, the chances are a little less, probably more than maybe like 10% chance you get it right. But if you're really good at knowing people, your chances are much higher. So if an old woman called into the show and I was being a psychic on the show and she said, my dear, now I already know that either this lady is lying to me, just by those two words, my dear, I could tell already that she's got problems, personal problems, just by the way she said it in those two words. Sylvia Brown. Correct, Eric. Same thing. Sylvia Brown would listen to people over the phone, charge $700 for 20 minutes. And she had a 2 or 3 year waiting list, but charged all this money and sucked at what she did. And I don't know how she made it. I don't know how she got popular. I don't know. But it was all timing, just like with anyone else. It's all timing. At that time when she came out in the late 80s, early 90s, we were having talk shows were popular. Psychics were getting popular. You know, people were starting to come out of their shells in those days. And the thing is, people are out of their shells now, and no one is believing them as much as people are believing them. So all these people, and Sylvia Brown wrote something like 19, 20 something books. She wrote a lot of books. And they were all the same, angels in the sky, angel in my heart, angels underground, angels in my pocket. It was all the same. But every year somebody comes out with a prediction, And now we're getting back to this, Eric said, Sylvia Brown was funny like Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth Restheimer. I am Dr. Ruth Restheimer. Dr. Ruth was just on Howard Stern's show a couple weeks ago. Still alive. Her story is amazing. Yes, and I won't get into Dr. Ruth right now. But every year, people are coming out and they're making predictions. Does anybody remember? And they're not coming true, is what I was going to finish saying. I just, my mind is racing because I had a 2-hour show that was set up and now it was only an hour and I've got 12 minutes left. It goes by so fast when you have so much to talk about. Do you guys remember the Sky Harps, where supposedly in the end of days, the angels will play their harps and will warn of the pending doom to Earth as we know it? Well, these sounds, which sounds like trumpets in the sky, or it just sounds like, sounds like that. No, it doesn't stop that. It's Imperial Butter. Well, it comes to find out there, of course, there was a movie that came out which made a scene or had a scene where those sky harps were being played, and people took the sounds from the movie and made these videos making believe they're hearing the sky harps. So you can hear the same birds, the same background noises, the same stupid background stuff being played in like 8 of these videos. But so now we have the sky harps or the trumpets in the skies being debunked because of all the other idiots who made fakes out there. But if you go back to the original videos, which came out 2011, they were pretty interesting, but we're going to have to call them not real now because of all the other videos that came out after. I understand. I get it. Well, that one could have been real and all the other ones were fake. Well, being how easy it is to fake them, I would have to say the original one was fake too. So that ruins that. And besides, in 2011, if those sky harps were coming out warning us of the impending doom of the earth, well, nothing has happened. I'm still here. You're still here. And then now Nibiru, people are taking pictures of the sun, right, at sunset or on a partially foggy, cloudy day. And they're seeing what is called a sun dog or another sun. Like they see two suns. They see the real sun, but then what they don't understand is how the camera is reflecting the image back out of its own lens and creating a ghost image of the sun, which they are calling the planet Nibiru. You can only see it during the sunset or the sunrise. Of course, you idiot. Idiots. Of course. Or sometimes when it's a cloudy day, you can see it if you just have the. Of course, it's the way your camera accepts the images. None of these people have any credibility and are saying that Nibiru is closing in. We're getting closer. No, it's not. If it were, you and I would be having feelings like we never had before of feeling of floating or feeling of dread, or the gravity would change. If Earth's gravity would be altered, even for a moment or a minute or an hour, you will know it, my friend. If you're not inside your home, you might as well be lifted off the earth. I don't know if it's going to be that extreme, but believe you me, if Nibiru was as close as they're saying, and it's going to be here in the next year, our universe, our moon, our solar system would be in such disarray right now, and that's just not happening. Get off this Nibiru thing, man. You gotta get off of it. You people sound so stupid. Well, I see. You can see it. You can see it in the cloud. You can see it. You can see it. It's real. No, you can't see. See your ass. I love it. And every year, back in 1997, 98, when Art Bell was doing his show and they were making those predictions, and they didn't. That's what I love about doing radio, is that you can go back and listen to what you talked about years later and see how much bullcrap you had to put up with and listen to. And Art Bell knew it. He knew that none of these predictions were coming true. And none of them have. David Blaine is not Jesus Christ. Get over it. He didn't walk on water. You can see the clear water plank that's underneath. They must have went out into the water the night before and set everything up. If he could walk on water, then why did he walk so goddamn slow? Why didn't he just walk like a normal person? That's walking on water. Walking on water isn't being very ginger about each step you take so you don't show the trick. Idiots. I'm sorry. I know some of you have your strong beliefs. I'm not sorry. You're an idiot too. You have these beliefs that just aren't going to happen. Okay, so things that are real quick, because we're running out of time. And I don't know if any of you have seen this vid, not video, but the pictures that we're taking of this cube UFO. It is really amazing. And I'm going to show you, Eric, and those who are here in the chat room, the videos that are on YouTube. I'll give you the link to that here. These cubed pictures are amazing of this UFO, this cube UFO. It is absolutely crazy. It is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. It really is. It makes no sense at all. I don't know how. This is from June 29th, 2015. And let me see. This is amazing. Eric, you're going to love this. This is just crazy. It's real. This isn't a fake. It's the vid, yes, meaning you. This was captured by an old lady, I believe. Not old, but older than we are. Hold on, I'm going to refresh my page because I'm not sure if the chat room is working properly, so I'm going to refresh. But this on YouTube is crazy. This cubed craft, which is a picture of a cube UFO, it's perfectly square. And I'm not sure how it's possible, but strangely enough, I myself have captured something similar and dismissed it as a balloon. And I'm going to find it and I'm going to post it. I'm not making a new website. I'm getting a new website. And that's going to come out in the next couple of months. And when it does come out, it's going to be ground floor, starting over. It's going to be cool. Eric, it's just going to be like it used to be when I had, it's going to be from Ning again. It's the only way I can do it. Because they've already made websites. But it was cool. Ning was cool because we'll have interaction. Everybody can, there'll be forums. You'll have your own channel. You can make your own videos and post them. You can talk to each other. Every day there'll be updated news postings from me, and the show will be on there. We'll do so many different things. It'll just be great. But this picture of these cubes or this cube, it really is mind-boggling. And oh, I thought it was an old lady. See, this is why you don't listen to me, because it's some old guy, I think it was. And the first image, It looks like a massive, like the guy said, black hole or portal or a hole in the clouds, but it's a cube. It's just crazy. The guy left his office for lunch and looked up and saw it. And he said when he was leaving, it was very windy, and he noticed that these clouds were swarming around each other. And then he decided to take his phone out and take a picture of the odd anomaly that he was seeing. He said, just as he took the first image, this black cube thing was there. And he watched it. You can see how he's taking pictures in sequence, and you can see how it's moving from left to right. He took about 9 images. And the strange thing is that nobody else is talking about that I captured, is that next to this cube shape object, there are three dark points of something forming a perfect triangle right behind it. That is just crazy. And nobody's mentioning these three dark points in the clouds right behind it. I may have captured something that they didn't see. Nobody's talking about it. It was over Texas. They're saying, is it an entity? Is it a government cover-up? So amazing. I don't know if you guys, you can go to Secure Team 10 on YouTube and see this. That's Secure Team, SecureTeam, the number 10. That is on YouTube. And you can go there and watch this. It's pretty amazing. Did it get here by jumping? I mean, there's a picture at the 3 minute mark that will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. And I've looked at this, I've done an analysis on it. It doesn't seem to be a fake. It seems to be real. And it is crazy. The sun, now this object came from under the clouds, and the sun hits it. And you can see how real it is. It's just amazing. I don't know if you're looking at this, Eric, but it does look like the Borg cube, but it's real. I don't know if it looks, does it look exactly like the Borg cube? Anyway, it looks like we're out of time. That was the fastest 1 hour in the history of the AZ UFO show. Next week, I'll be back right at the same time at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. And we'll continue talking about all the current news in the UFO and paranormal world. And I'll try to get these witnesses from the Phoenix Lights, see if we can get some inside knowledge. But that's the show. We are out of here. I am your host, Rich Giordano, AZ UFO Show. Out. Don't forget, go to spacedoutradio.com.